We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, the mayor has decided to offer the residents an opportunity to participate in the Amnesty Late Fee Forgiveness Program. And the program is designed to help folks pay these existing bills without interest or penalties. We understand COVID-19, recovering from it. The inflation is continually rising, and the mayor wanted to get a program out here to help. And the program runs from October 1st to December 31st, and the participating departments will be the parking tickets, red light camera tickets, sales and hotel, motel taxes, and the like, code enforcement violations, library fees, as well as the sewer and water board programs. So we're offering a program that if you have any late fees, we'll roll those late fees off. You can now come in, go on the website, and pay those interest or penalty-free up until December 31st.
Norman, can I call you Norman?
Yes.
Okay. You know what everybody's thinking right now, and you don't have to be clairvoyant to know this, is, well, wait a minute, the mayor owes the city $30,000. She doesn't think so, but everybody else, or just about everybody else, thinks that she does owe him $30,000 for the travel upgrades. There's this brouhaha over the Pontalba apartment now. You know it's got to be a natural reaction for people to say, well, wait a minute, I'll pay up when the mayor does. What would you say to that?
Well, I think what we're talking about, I think we heard in the mayor's statement probably a couple of days ago, that what we're doing is making sure we're conducting the city business, and we're looking forward to do that. And what we thought, it will be a good idea to offer a program, as we did 2 years ago, in which the citizens can participate. I know how difficult it can be if we have traffic tickets or camera tickets in which we have to hire for the boot program. We don't want you to do that. So what we want to do is provide a program. We waive all those fees and interest where you can pay it up until the 31st of December. Now, in addition to that, we're not going to boot vehicles. So what we're talking about and what I'm talking about today is to help citizens understand that so they can get these particular invoices and bills and receivables off of their plan. But again, I hear your point, but what we're doing is offering an amnesty program today.
When you say not boot cars, you mean while this amnesty period is going on, or?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So what we're doing is saying that underneath the amnesty program, starting October 1st to December 31st, we're going to suspend any booting to give anyone the opportunity who have these late tickets to pay. And then after the start of the new year, we'll start the boot program up again. So what we're hoping to do is to have citizens benefit from the program. So, again, we start the next year with a clean slate.
How much money are you talking about that the city is owed? I don't know if you want to break it down by categories or not.
Well, we're talking about millions of dollars, but the focus of this program is not necessarily to clear up the receivables. And I agree with you. That's always important, particularly from a CFO perspective. But what this is doing is offering to the citizens so they have more money in their pocket.
But I'm saying, like, in terms of parking tickets, do you know how much the city is owed for parking tickets?
It's in the millions. I mean, if we go back over time in which folks have been paid, it's in the millions, including sales tax altogether. We don't expect to collect all that. Some of those things go out many years. But what we're hoping to do is to have folks take advantage of it. And if you're talking about in 2019, we ran the program before, the citizens saved over $6 million in fines and fees, and we're hoping they take advantage of it similarly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let me take a break for traffic here. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Norman, because I know people, I'm getting texts right here. People are saying, how dare they offer amnesty? How dare they talk about people paying money back to the city that they owe when the mayor herself owes the city $30,000 at least and refuses to pay it? They're saying with the traffic cameras, the mayor originally pledged when she ran that they would do away with the cameras. Then, if I remember correctly, she realized that the city couldn't do without the revenue. So that's when she reinstituted them and instituted them in certain places. So really, I don't know if the safety argument is a valid one. I don't know. If somebody's listening right now and they say, well, wait a minute, the mayor doesn't think she has to pay the upgrade for travel fees. I don't think I have to pay that parking ticket because I didn't really park illegally. I don't think I have to pay that red light ticket because I didn't really speed. I don't have to pay that school zone ticket because the camera was on when school wasn't in session or I wasn't speeding. I think those are all valid questions, and I would just ask you when we come back to tell those people why they should pay when the mayor refuses to. Norman White, CFO for the City of New Orleans, talking about an amnesty program that runs from October 1st through the end of the year for parking tickets, traffic camera tickets, code enforcement, sewage and water board. I think they had some hotel motel in there as well. Coming up on 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now on WWL. 8:55 and a half. 4 and a half until 9 o'clock. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Norman White, CFO for the City of New Orleans, about an amnesty program that's going to start tomorrow and run until the end of the year. Clear it up for me, if you will, Norman, about the surge in water board. Is this like billing issues, or what are we talking about?
No, it's not billing issues. It's, for example, and just what I want you to know, clearly the sewer and water board is a different entity from the city. But what they're offering is, if you have late fees that go all the way back to, say, somewhere to the effect of January 2021. If you have late fees, so they would waive those late fees, and you come in and pay the basic bill without late fees or interest or penalties. Now, you need to have at least $50 owed longer than 60 days. So that's what they're looking for. And the program applies to residential accounts only. It doesn't apply to commercial, multifamily, or industrial accounts, just residential only. And the customer will be required to pay at least a minimum of 25% of their outstanding delinquent balance and enter a payment plan for the remaining balance. Those who are a low income customer can pay up to 25% of their balance, and they may qualify for a reduced down payment. Up to 15%.
Is this all done online, Norman, or how do you do it?
Well, you can do it via the phone or come in and online. If you go on the website, the city homepage, now you can scroll down to the bottom. You'll see the amnesty program, or you can go NOLA.gov/amnesty, and you'll see all the pertinent information. Remember, you can call and the specific issues or programs in which you could qualify for.
For any scofflaws that may be listening and they're saying, well, you know what, the mayor doesn't, and I asked you this before the break, the mayor says she doesn't owe the $30,000, so she's not going to pay it. I don't think I owe X amount for the parking ticket, X amount for the traffic camera ticket or whatever. I'm not going to pay it. What would you say to them?
Well, look, I mean, I think when you have a parking ticket or you have a street camera ticket, what you do is there's an adjudication period in which, if you want to challenge it, you can come down to the city and have a officer hear that case. And if you prove yourself, whether I think one of the examples you used before was the fact that the camera was on too late or was on during when school period wasn't occurring, those all can be adjudicated right there, and those tickets will be waived. But if you are found guilty in those situations, or in a sense, violation occurred that can be proven, then you haven't paid those bills in quite a period of time, which interest and penalties have accrued, then we're waiving that for you to pay it now. But in each one of these instances, there are adjudication programs that will allow you to come forward and prove your case.
Norman, I got no beef with you at all. The only thing I would add is, and I'm trying to keep you out of this because you're just a man doing a job, right? If the mayor says she's not going to pay the $30,000, but the city council has addressed that with salary issues, et cetera. And I would just ask you, correspondingly, after this amnesty period runs out, if people believe that they don't pay, they don't owe the money, and then they don't take advantage of the amnesty, what happens then? Because there are actions and reactions, correct?
Well, there are certainly ordinances and laws that require myself as a tax collector and other folks within the department that they have to move forward with those programs, i.e. if there's code enforcement violations and we don't take the advantage of remedying those code violations and benefiting from the instant penalties waived, then I think by law, by ordinance, those bills will go on top of the property taxes. So there's other pieces associated with it. But what I'm trying to do, you're right, I'm trying to express the program so citizens can benefit from those programs. I do understand the other question that you're asking.
I just wanted to get all of that out there because the scale does tilt both ways. Norman White, CFO, City of New Orleans. Taking a break, coming back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.